UWI Vice Chancellor Sir Hilary Beckles appears to be stepping up his fight for a second 6-year term as Vice Chancellor of the University. In his latest move, Sir Hilary has done an hour-long address on the state of the university.
After 2 years of hard work, we prepared our UWI for its inaugural global rankings. We needed to know if our hard work had paid off. We engaged the Times Higher Education, the number one ranking university agent in the world, and we took that risk. But we were confident. The results were much more impressive than we had imagined. So where do we stand in the global scheme of affairs as a university? We were ranked the number one university in the greater, wider Caribbean from a field of over 150 very fine, outstanding universities. We were ranked in the top 1% of the best universities in Latin America and the Caribbean from a field of some 5,000 very fine universities. We were ranked in the top 1% globally of universities within our own age cohort. And critically, we are now ranked in the top 4% of the world's finest universities in a field of over 26,000 universities. Our University of the West Indies is ranked in the top 4%, and we are rising. We are rising. This is our phenomenal achievement. This is who we are. This is where we have reached.
According to Sir Hilary, one area where UWI was weak was in its global voice.
We could stay local and remain average, or we could go global and rise up to the elite standard of the best universities in the world. We chose to go global. As a director of Sagicor Financial Corporation for many years, I had participated in the same conversation in the private sector. Stay on the vine and wither, or spread and prosper. We chose to go global, and in so doing, reinvented and transformed the University of the West Indies. We are now a fully-fledged, elite, first-class, global university rooted in the Caribbean. A generation of managers and leaders, students and staff have come to appreciate the joy of global thinking and global action. The University of the West Indies was never meant to be small and small-minded, parochial and inward-looking.
He said too that his fight for reparations has resulted in a £20 million partnership with the University of Glasgow.
The University of Glasgow stepped up to the plate and came to us and said, how can you help us? We were the beneficiaries of slavery endowments. We were the beneficiary of endowments from slave owners in Jamaica and Barbados. Slave traders endowed us to grow. We have to engage in reparatory justice. And so UWI and the University of Glasgow signed an agreement whereby they will arrange the resources to invest in reparatory justice academic development studies program in the Caribbean. Public health, economic thinking, social reform, anti-poverty strategies. These are the issues that will occupy this Glasgow UWI Center. And we have agreed that they will facilitate a £20 million investment in the work of the center. £20 million in the work of the center. The center will be officially open in about 2 weeks' time. This is remarkable.
UWI Vice Chancellor Sir Hilary Beckles. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.